Tonight we're doing something a little different. We're going to be doing from Rav Avadi Yosef, Yichav Adas, former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, Simon Ayin Tess. This is a very timely issue because this Friday is Aser B'Teves. This Friday is the fast of Aser B'Teves, and we're going to do something. He has a couple of different interesting issues. Here's the question, Shaila. The question is like this: Im ein asara, everyone have a page Reish Chav Vav. Everyone got it? I think it's a chelik aleph of the Yichav Adas of the lines. We have to check that out. Okay, Simon Ayin Tess. Im ein asara misana beis hakneses ba'asara v'tevis. If there are not 10 people fasting in shul, let's say this Friday, if you daven in a shul, a small minyan. Maybe if it's elderly people, possibly. And maybe some of them are not allowed to fast, maybe, possibly. Or they have certain medical conditions, whatever it may be. Yechavedas. If there's no 10 people fasting on a servant table, Seim yecholim lahotzi sefer Torah b'shachris, u'bemincha likros parashas v'yechal. Are you allowed to take out a sefer Torah? If there's no 10 people fasting, in a big shul, you don't have the problem. In a small shul,
depends if it's conservative. It's
just you might have the problem.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's now let's see the answer. Tshuva. Tshuva is a Rajva Pasach. The Rajva Paskins. She'ein hashliach tziba omer birchas aneinu ben goel rofei elen ken yish asara misana besakneses. The Rajva says, there's an extra bracha which is inserted into Shemot Esrei called aneinu, which makes it bracha number 20, right? Originally, Shemot Esrei had 18 bracha. Then they added Vlam Mashkin and made it 19. And then on a fast day, they say Aneinu. So he says, if there's no 10 people fasting in the shul, the Chazan doesn't say the extra bracha of Aneinu. L'chein pasik morat shachris. Or mincha. L'chein pasik morat shachon or. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well. If you don't have 10 people fasting, the Chazan will not say that bracha v'aneinu. L'chora hu adin gam l'gabe kriyas pashas v'yechal. So he wants to extend it to what is a special reading of the Torah on a fast day, which we read for pashas kisisa v'yechal Moshe espeh Hashem l'chav. And if you don't have 10 people fasting, you will not read that reading. At this point, that's what he suggests. If you don't have 10 people fasting, you can't take out the Torah. Let's say if it comes down on a Friday or a Tuesday. We'll see about a Monday and a Thursday in a minute. Meaning it's a Tuesday, Friday. You will not take out the Sefer Torah to read Vayechal. Because the reading of Vayechal is because of the fast. People aren't fasting. If you have 10 people fasting.
Anytime you take out Sefer Torah, you need to have 10 people. But that, you know what I mean? But the Shemon Esrei, you don't need to have... You just have 10 people. You don't have to have 10 people.
Fine. So we'll see. We'll see.
Laning, at any kind of laning, not just the laning by
any laning, you need 10 people.
Right. So
who says what do you mean 10 people that are fast?
Right.
Do you think?
Yes.
Okay. But and you're saying meaning aneinu.
We have more.
We don't have more. So aneinu is a special tefillah which is designated specifically for a fast day. The reading of the Torah Vayechal is a special reading that was designated for what? For a fast day. The same way, if you don't have 10 people fasting, you cannot say Aneinu. So he wants to say so too, if you don't have 10 people, it would seem. We're not passing, it's not the conclusion, by the way. This is the beginning of the, you know, you go through a thing, you see a Gemara, it would lend itself, it would seem, that you would say that the same way the Shulchan Aruch says you need 10 people to fast, in order for you to say Aneinu, in order for the Chazan to say Aneinu, you gotta, before the Chazan gets up there, before he starts davening, he says, hey, everyone who's fasting, raise their hands. You know, if you have 10 people fasting, oh, fine, I'll say Aneinu. But if you have 10 people fasting, don't say Aneinu. That's what it seemingly says in the Shulchan Aruch. So he wants to say, let's take a vote, which seemingly you should say, that if you don't have 10 people fasting, you can't take out the Torah.
Is there an issue of embarrassing people? Or to raise their hands, whether they're fasting?
Excellent point, Alan. Because we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about a situation If they call someone up for an aliyah, and he's not fasting, because we're going to see, on a fast day, you're only supposed to call the people for an aliyah who are actually fasting. If they're not fasting, you shouldn't call them for aliyah. But let's say you called somebody up for an aliyah. Should he, and he's not fasting. So we're going to see that at a certain situation where there are opinions that allow him to go up, even though we might recommend not to, but if there will be a consideration of embarrassment, let's see if he's a Talmud Chacham, if he's a scholar, and if he doesn't go up when he gets called for an aliyah, it's going to look bad, then why isn't he fasting? He really has a good reason. So we'll see in what circumstances we'll say, let's be concerned for how it's going to look. It depends.
Going on late, it would be even worse. It would look like he has a pagam.
Listen, he should go out. The Kohen should go out if he's not fasting. We'll see. We'll get, but Alan, your point will play a role in a specific situation. We'll see when that will play a role. On the one hand, listen, obviously, if the people are not fasting, there's a reason. And it shouldn't, people should not look down on them. Because if they happen to be in shul, they're in shul davening, so if they're not fasting, probably that's a good reason why they're not fasting. Okay. Lachora. Because it's not, so we have to know when the fact that a person might be embarrassed, but it doesn't mean because the state is embarrassing, we should do something wrong, right? So therefore we have to see when we would take that into consideration. Now, we said so the Sefer Eshkol Chelik, we're at the fifth line, Chelik Beis B'Shem Rav Haigon, Maza Vidri, Sefer Rakeach, always are Shonim, Ein Mokom Lakriyazu, El Imkein Yesh Asara Misana Beis HaKnesses. You need to have 10 people fasting. So those Rishonim say, if you have no 10 people fasting, you cannot read Vayechal. The only time you read Vayechal, if you have 10 people fasting. Ulam, Hagol Maram ben Chovi, B'Shashu, it's called Godel Kosav. He writes, Shedivri HaRajba V'Hashulchan HaNorach HaNiskel El, Lo Nemru El Lagabe Tainas Sibur, Shekivu Aleim Al-Kotsor Shlotov. They want to say that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, the Yosef Cairo, and the Rajba that says you need 10 people to fast in order for you to have the reading of Vayechal and to say Aneinu, that's talking about a fast which is not one of the communal fasts for all the Jewish people. Meaning, there were time periods with people, famine and other times where people are concerned about a problem or a difficulty. They were worried about certain things. Certain communities would fast. They were worried about an army coming to town. They would fast. And that's not a communal fast. That's not one of the big four that are written in Tanakh. Asar B'Teves, Sam Gedalia, Shivas B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, which are written, or even Megillas Esther, which they accepted upon themselves like a chov. They want to make a distinction between the standard fasts, which are already mandated by Tanakh, than a voluntary fast that was instituted by a community. They want to say that the Shulchan Aruch that requires 10 people to fast is when you're creating a new fast day that wasn't mandated by Tanakh, and you want to create a new fast day for a special reason, then you need 10 to fast in order to say Aneinu, to say Vayechal. However, when the Chachamim instituted the obligation to fast on Shiva Asr B'Tamis, and part of that was they said you should have a special reading of the Torah, and you should have Aneinu. So even if you don't have 10 people fasting, it's part of the mitzvah of the day, so you have to have a special reading of the Torah, of Vayechal, whether you're fasting or not fasting. You're supposed to say Aneinu, whether you have 10 people fasting or not. I presume the Chazan should at least the Chazan should fast. You don't need 10 people to fast if it's a mandated obligation of a communal fast that's written from the Tanakh. That's what He wants to say the Mahagon Maram Ben Chover. The Rajman and the Shulchan Aruch are only some Tanasiba Shekibalei Machos Search Latovo. They accept upon themselves that a certain this bad thing should not happen. Of a bit so Moshe Haim B'Divrei Kabbalah, able to see Alan, able to see Moshe. That Divrei Kabbalah Shehem Asar B'Tevish Shavas B'Tam and Tishavu some of that. Afilu Ein Sham Ela Shisha. Okay, so he says he needs six. You need rope. You need six misanim. We'll see what the Aruch HaShulchan says about that. But he says you need six that are fasting. And the other people are not fasting because of any certain ones. They could say aneinu. You only need six. The big number is what? Six. How many people do you need to fast in order to say vayechal? Six, according to this opinion. Say aneinu, you need six people. Hey, Kosef Chilakzeb, Seif Ashokhim Alochim, Hashem Agonim, Rabbi Levi Ben Choviv, Rabbi Avram Aluz Elai, Achat Lapham. Who are Alochim Seif Ben Chasamai? Omna, Elio Rabba Chulag Asvarazu. Elio Rabba does say, he argued on this Svar. He doesn't, he says there's no difference between a communal fast that was mandated by the Tanakh and any, all the fast, no difference between whether you created a new fast or was originally from Tanakh. You need 10 people to fast.
Why is it Mohammed? To say aneinu and chazaras hashastin regular, because regular the individual says it by himself, not worrying if he has 10 people.
Because the individual says something, it says it's part of the bracha of Shema Kolenu. It's not a new bracha instituted. Oh, see, but aneinu is a chazan.
It's the 20th bracha.
It's a new bracha. It's a total new bracha. Mash, the Eliyahu Rabba argues, a mash for din avla somos l'shatay nasiba al kol sarah shatovo shel oilum shichol yos asem mesan. You need 10 people that are fasting. Chayn das haprima godim shah. And that's also the Prima Godim. Now the question is like this. So we have two opinions here. We have the Prima Godim and the Elio Rabba that said there's no difference between this fast and that fast. You need 10 people, he takes the words of the Shulchan Aruch. All fast, you need 10. And you have others that say, no, you don't need 10, you need 6. Now, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the question would be, if you would hold that you need 10 out of fasting, what would it, it might be a bracha of atala? Would it be a possible bracha of atala if you take out a Torah and you read Vayechal and you're not supposed to read it? Would that be called a bracha of atala? According to the Prima Godim, who say you shouldn't be reading it? What's the downside? If you say you require 10 to fast and you only have 6, what's the possible problem? Is it a bracha of atala? So we're going to see, he's going to address that. He's going to seemingly show that wouldn't it be a bracha tola. It might not be mandated, it might not be something you should have done, but it might not be a bracha levatola. And that's what we're going to see, he's going to go through. But the question with aneinu would be a question of bracha levatola. Because aneinu, meaning we're going to see that there's an idea that kriyas haTorah, if you have 10 people in a shul and you take out a Torah and you say brachas on it, it might not be a bracha, any time of the year it might not be a bracha levatola. Because, you know, you said a bracha on the Torah. It's not like you said a bracha on lightning and it wasn't lightning. You know what I'm saying? But to say aneinu, which is a special bracha, when there's no 10 people fasting, that might be more of a problem. But let's see how he's going to conclude. So he says, Ulam harbe ma'achonim, many of the achonim, welcome Avi. Many of the achonim, hiskimu l'svaras ma'aram ben chavim. You can look in, if you want to look in with, I didn't make enough copies, but it's talking about Rabbi Black. You have two options.
Okay.
Ulam, the question at hand, Avi, if you have, this Friday is Asar B'Teves, the fast day, and if you don't have 10 people fasting, and you have 6 people fasting, could they take out the Torah to read Vayechal if you only have 6, or do we require 10 to fast? Could the Chazan say Aneinu if in the Shemoneh Esrei, if there's no 10 fasting, if there's only 6? That's the question on the table. Ulam harbe ma'achonim hiskimu l'svaras ma'aram ben chovim v'siyato she'arba somos the 4 fast day v'shisha misanim. It's enough to have 6 people fasting. Sheheim rov minyan. Rubo kekulo, you have a majority. Majority rules. Acharav l'hatos, the concept of rubo kekulo. Majority is like the whole. And therefore, most of the people, just like, you know, what does it say on Rosh Hashanah, right? You need to tip the scale. More mitzvahs than averus, right? So if you have the majority, that will be good. V'chein pasach maron chidot b'chei Yosef, sipra kesha gozo. V'chein hiskim shus Yaakov, chino lakon rav chayim v'alagi. Okay, and it keeps on bringing all the other svarim that also agree. And then he says, v'chein pasach haminig v'eretz Yisrael, And he says, and then he addresses the problem. And he says, it seems that that's the minig in Eretz Yisrael, that six is enough. If you have six to fast, that's enough to say vayachal, to say anenu. And when there is a minhag, you don't say safek brachas hakol. What does it mean to say? He said the question is, if some say you need 10 to fast in order to say anenu, and some say you need 6. So we generally have a rule of safek brachos lahakol. When you have a safek regarding a bracha, we're lenient. Let's say, for instance, if there's a safek, if you need to make a bracha or not, right? If you don't remember whether you made a bracha on your tefillin, or you didn't make a bracha on your tefillin, you don't remember if you made a bracha on the drink or not. You might have made the bracha, you don't remember, so you don't make a new bracha. You might want to bring yourself into, you know, cover it with something else. Let's say you had a drink, you had a cup of beautiful, delicious soda, and you don't remember if you made a shakel or not, right? So what's best for you should do is go take, and you only had in mind the soda. Go ahead, take something else which also requires a shakel. Take a piece of gum or something or whatever it may, and have in mind, I'll make a shakel and another thing, and cover the soda in case I didn't make a bracha on the soda. But if I don't have another food, the only thing I have is a drink, and I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not, and technically I can keep on drinking. I have something bracha, so I don't have to make another bracha. Mm-hmm. So here, we have a question, whether I have a right to say anenu. I don't have a right to say anenu if I only have 6. So why don't we say, safek bracha, lacha. So he said, Rav Yosef says, when there's an established custom that says you recite the bracha, that overrides the principle of safek bracha lacha. Because the established custom has like said that we agree with that opinion. It's like saying that we agree that 6 is enough. So you can't have safek bracha. Safek bracha lacha means when you have two equal authorities, let's say. I have Rabbi Major and Rabbi Blatt, right? They're both arguing with each other, and they're both with similar riots, similar, and we can't, there are two great people that are saying the same thing, and then we say, safek brachas, we have to be lenient, right? If you have the Rashba and the Rambam or whatever, you have two, one, Rashi, and you don't have no way to go. It's not that you have a majority of opinions that go one way. You have your face-off, whatever you call it. I don't know what they call it in hockey, face-off. I don't know. Whatever it is, you don't know, they're equal. Then you say safek brachas hakol. But here it's not equal, because there's been an establishment. There's a custom is already that we go ahead and we say we use 6. Therefore, that's what he says. And then he said another svara, which I alluded to earlier. Another sefer Ginus v'Riden, he says, shebechol eis uzman, sheyaskimu asorim meYisrael, likros b'tor b'chasel. Any time that 10 Jewish people agree to read the Torah with brachos, afilu b'yomim shalokorim chazal chiyav kriya sefer Torah, even in days that the Chachamim did not establish as days of reading the kriya sefer Torah, the chol lasis came. And it's a big chiddush. We never heard of such a thing. We never heard this idea. If 10 people decide they want to read a Torah, they can take out a Torah, and you know, because we
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, they want to read a Torah. You know, we want to have a bar mitzvah Sunday. It's pretty convenient. We'll make it on Sunday. We'll have a Torah reading on Sunday morning. We'll call the bar mitzvah bachar up on Sunday morning. So let's say his birthday was Sunday, right? He was born Saturday night, or whatever, his birthday comes out on a Sunday. So let's make it a mitzvah Sunday, we'll take out a Torah Sunday. See, if it's Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, you can do it, but if not Rosh Chodesh. But there is an opinion out there. Not that we agree with this opinion, la halacha, but sometimes there's a concept that even when there's an opinion we don't agree to, but you could put it into the chalent. Join it in a little bit, right? Because it's something we see, there's some basis a little bit, something to think about to add to the equation. Yes.
Is there any reason to think that this opinion applies to the Seder to Philip and Sefer only, or are we talking about just walking into 10 people?
He's talking about Kriyas HaTorah, specifically taking out a Torah to read.
But during Seder Tefillah Betzibur, or I mean, that seemed to be the context that you were.
Anytime 10 people get together, we want
like
to take
right
out
now.
A, right now. Want to take out a Torah? Take it out.
Okay.
That's what it seems like he's saying. The aim is there. Shum chashalus abrocha levatol. There's no concern of brocha levatol. And he brings the raya. V'chiach came imasha kosav b'seif etikin yisocha. Shemakomo shakora megillah ba'ab osa b'chamish osa b'adar. There are many places in Israel that they read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th of Adar, because they don't know it was a wall from the time of Yeshua, or it was a wall from the time of Yeshua. You know, not everyone knows whether they were walled from Yeshua or not. Ne'asafik, because of the suffix, Shem ha'yim ha'kofas chom ha'yimot Yeshua b'nun. Maybe they were walled from the time of Yeshua b'nun, or not. If they were walled from the time of Yeshua b'nun, they'd be required to read it on the 15th. If they were not walled, it's on the 14th. Afal pish ala megillah in levorech ala barbasa. When they read on the 14th and the 15th, when do they recite the blessings on the Megillah? They say it on the 14th. Why? So why don't they say it on the 15th? Because most of the world was not war. Most of the world is not. Most of the countries of the world weren't developed until later on after Yeshua ben Nun. And most of them might not have been walled in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Since the majority of the world was not walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, if you are from a country that you don't know if we are walled from Yeshua ben Nun or not, so what do? You do not recite the bracha on the 15th, but you have a right to recite the bracha on the 14th on the Megillah.
So why don't you lay by a chawad out of bracha? You solve the whole problem.
First, you want to worry
about the bracha of Atala.
First, he wants to know: is there a question of bracha levatol? But who of the Rambam? The Torah Shulchan Aruch. Mikol Makom, Al Kriya Sefer Torah Shekorim Purim Pasha Malei. Those communities that keep Purim on the 14th and the 15th, and they read the Megillah on the 14th and 15th, and they only recite the bracha on the Megillah on the 14th. But when they take out the Torah on the 14th and the 15th, because they're going to read the Torah, we only read the Torah when on the 14th. Here in Lower East Side, we read it on the 14th. America was not walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Columbus came a little bit later. But in Israel, even in the place where they're not sure whether it was walled or not from Yeshua ben Nun, they would take out a Torah on the 14th and the 15th and read the same Torah reading, and they would recite a bracha on the 15th on the Torah. Now, why is it that when it comes to the Torah reading on the 15th, they recite a bracha? And when it comes to the Megillah reading on the 15th, they don't recite a bracha. What's the obvious answer? Because there's a difference between Torah reading and Megillah reading. Because Megillah reading, if they're not obligated to read the Megillah on the 15th, how can you make a bracha? Something you might not be obligated on. But reading the Torah...
You already made the bracha on the 14th. You already made it once.
But reading the Torah, so why can you make a bracha on reading the Torah on the 15th? Because it's not... What am I saying?
To repeat also.
But what am I... Right, but what am I saying? I think, who has Hashem avarach? Baruch atah Hashem, v'gnevach Hashem, baruch avon v'kol amim, nosalon v'sar oso. That's not... That's appropriate to say anytime. That's what he says. Yesh avarach, gam b'yom chamish os, gam b'yom avasot. You can recite the bracha on the 15th like on the 14th. The aim is a chash is the bracha of Atol. She hears the advarim of name Morin, Rabbeinu Agodol, Rizki Magnum, Lechol HaMaisa. He agrees with Lechol HaMaisa that you should make, he means the bracha on the 15th on the Torah as well.
Make it twice, both times. Even though you know one of them is the wrong one.
Right.
For sure, what is wrong? I'm doing it both times.
See, when he says, then he brings other opinions, and then he says, look, three lines from the bottom. I go to Mordechai Karmi, Vigdodi Rabbeinu Ma'arov, the great rabbis from the West, the Sefer Maimon Mordechai. The very famous halacha sefer called Mamma Mordechai. Kosav al mashe nogu b'mekomo his community nishonim kadmonios from the early days. You know, sounds like going back to the Lower East Side. Early days, no, but the early days of his community. B'yom mesuyam she'ira bones, a specific day that a miracle happened. As you know, throughout history, there are many miracles that have happened to the Jewish people in different communities. You know, and we're here today to tell the story. So that what do? They would say the kavu the yom tov. They would set that day as a yom tov. And that day, that community had a miracle. They made it a yom tov. Beholdo. Here's a. We'll get another copy out. Let's get. They made it beholdo shalahalo, and they read the Torah. So we see. Here's the paper. Here. You want to hold those for a hello? I thought I might look in with you. What's page rate? Yeah, a second.
Get a reading. I mean.
Let's get another page. Okay. Top of the page. Right, so hold on to the hollow. They said it would hold on to the hollow. Hashem Yisrael, the day that the miracle happened, they designated it as a day, hold on to the hollow, Hashem Yisrael. They called him the Sefer Torah. And they read the Sefer Torah, the brachos, the Pasha Shiras Hayam. What was the reading of the Torah that they read? Oz Yashir. They read Oz Yashir Moshe Vene Yisrael Hashir Azos, because of the great miracle that happened by the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the custom was, when a miracle happened, they would have a special Torah reading of Oz Yashir. Even if that day came out on a Monday or Thursday, Dolchin Kriyas Pashas HaShavua, they would push off the Pashas HaShavua, the Korah of Pashas Shiras Hayam, and they would read the Pashas Shiras Hayam. They would push off. And what would they read? The Pasha said they took out a Torah. They weren't concerned about Brachol of Atollah, even though, they created a new reading of the Torah because of a miracle that happened. Shamina Gisadosa, the Hare Kodesh, Isha Mashiach, Atka. And then he says, Vigam Shamashishmar Shag, Chelik Beis, Kodafilu, when the Ain't Chir, Mitagoras Atollah looks for Torah, when there's no Chir, Ain't Bezah Hashash Brachol of Atollah. It's not a chashash b'chol Torah. She only loygel nikkas b'torah, but lo simchas Torah. You notice that there's a minhag that the night of simchas Torah, after hakafas, we read the Torah. Now that's one of the days that were mandated by the Chazal to read the Torah. But why do we read the Torah on the night of simchas Torah? It's a minhag that we, out of the simcha of simchas Torah. You already start reading the Torah the night of Simchas Torah. We don't even wait to the day, to the next morning, to the morning. We can't even wait. We're so elated with the Simchas Torah after we did that conference that we read the Torah. So that's what he wants to say. We see, when there's no Chiyav Metakonas Chazal, that reading is not a mandated, obligatory reading from Chazal. What we find, we read it, but not considered with Brachol HaTorah. Okay. But others argue, he says the Chida argues, and he says, and there is a concern of Chashash Brachol HaTorah that you don't need. And it's Siv also. Tell the Siv Berlin, Velazhna Shiva, the concern of Brachol of Atala. But he says, it would seem that we could go with that opinion, with the opinion of Maran Ben Choviv, to permit taking out the Torah on a Taina Siva when you have a minion. Rove minion that are fasting. So that's what he comes out. There's enough to rely on to allow taking out a Sefer Torah. Now, see the question here is talking about lahat this whole Sefer Torah. What about saying the Brachah Vaneinu? You see, so far we see Rabbi Avadia saying that three lines before the second paragraph. On the staff of the Hatel saw Sefer Torah Yom Tayim Siva, right? What about saying Anenu?
Right, we left that part out.
That part he didn't say.
That wasn't the question.
That was the question. Taking the Sefer Torah.
Right, but at the beginning we talked about it.
Beginning he talked about Anenu. Now let's see what he's going to say over here. Vihine HaShari Tshuva Kosar. Shari Tshuva, you'll find the Shari Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Brewer, you'll find the Shari Tshuva. She serves the shiv shem, a new shita. Not six. Six is not enough. You need seven. Where do we find seven? We know we find
by benching.
By benching. To say the Elokeinu, right? We say you need to have, in order to say Nevarech Elokeinu Shachanu Mishalo, you have to have seven people to wash and three people to eat or drink something else. A minimum of seven to wash. Six that wash and eight bread is not enough. Six and four. Six to eight bread and four had mesonos or four had cake or four had fruit. It's not good enough. You need seven and three. You need a minimum of seven. We need a majority, what would you call a majority that's very recognizable.
Without counting specifically.
It's a ruba de mintua, a majority that's recognizable. Not just a six to four, it's not so recognizable as much as a seven to three. Yes.
Everyone agrees that ruba de mintua in 10 is seven.
Yes. Everyone agrees that a majority would be six, F10, and a ruba de mintua would be seven. And that's a special halacha we find by Zimun. Say the Shem Elokeinu, you need seven. Seven that have washed. So he wants to say that the same thing is to say Vayechad. Let's see what he says. Kosav, Shei Sorach v'Shiva Mechanan. You need seven. Kidei Sheiyeh Rov Minyan Ha'anikar. You need a majority that's recognizable. K'muvur b'brochas, the Gabbat in Zimun b'Shem. If you find the brachas of the Zimun with the name of Hashem, Shim Yeshiva Sha'achu Dagon, you have seven and eight bread. Shlosh Sha'achu Yerech, three and eight vegetables. See, it's healthy to eat vegetables. Right? Mustafa Zimun, you join to Zimun. Of a Shisha Ba'avah, six and four, six to wash, and four eat vegetables. Lo, Sharov and Nikon, the Shrikhan last car is Hashem Hashem, Shemaim B'Zimun. You need a majority that's very recognizable. Ulam, however, for David pushes away the raya of the Shari Tshuva, and he says, Shavachila yesh heka bein eila sh'ochlo pas bein eila sh'ochlo yerek. By eating, there is a difference. You can recognize the people who ate bread. These guys ate bread. These guys ate vegetables. So we say that it's recognizable. So we need to make it recognizable much clearer. Therefore, lochein yisarach rov hanikar. We need a rov that's very clear. You could see it. You could see these ate bread and these ate vegetables, and you could tell. Is there a difference between people eating bread? It's very clear, bread and vegetables, but. When it comes to people fasting or not fasting, are you able to see who fasted and who didn't fast? So the idea of Ruv HaNikar, to have a majority that's recognizable, would not take effect. When we want a majority that's recognizable, I mean, we can recognize that majority, we could see to the eye that's obvious there's a majority here that have eaten bread. So that's why we need seven. But when it comes to fasting, you're not going to see it. It's not going to be a role that you actually see, because you can't see who fasted and who didn't fast. That's what he.
You don't use Rav Hanukkah by davening at all. Like if we have a minion, we have six guys that right. Daven, saying we need four that didn't daven.
We don't find seven, three.
We don't find that by tefillah. So why would we ever have a minion to find it by tefillah? Here, this is tefillah. This is benching. It's two different. It's two different apples and oranges. So what's to have a minion? That's my question.
What's having another shayat shuva?
Right.
You believe him?
Believe him?
100%. Right. Of a basic nesses ain't heck of me a mitzvah and a yeshayin mitzvah. Speak of kushi yeshish mitzvahin. You have six that are fasting mitzvah and hashal and minyan. Lahotzi sefer Torah likros pas veichal. So here we're going to get to anenu. See, if you have six that fasted, you can say take out sefer Torah. The loma anenu bracha fiyasa. So here he throws in the idea, and you can also say anenu if you have six that are fasting. V'chein pasuk hagon Rav Moshe Shastru. Of Bezen Tunis. Shashuv Yoshev Moshe. Av Hagon Baal Shari Tshuva Atzno. Even the Shari Tshuva himself, who mentioned about seven, Chozabo, he changed his mind later on. The Sifro Shari Ephraim, Pasek Shemastik, Shisha Mitzan. It's enough to have six people that are fasting. The Chenikah. The Ratzon Shi Yashem Yitzbarach Yafok, one of the Soma Asiri, the Sotzon, the Simcha, the Mordem Tobin. Hashem should turn the Soma Asiri. Teves is referred to as a Soma Asiri. Why is it called a Soma Asiri? Because Asiri is referring to the month. when the Navi refers to it, he refers to the month that the fast is. So the month of Tevis is the 10th month of the year. Month start by Nisan, and you count Nisan till Tevis is what? 10. And after Tevis is Shvat and Adar, that's 11 and 12, and then starts number one, Nisan. That's why that's why some people are careful. You know, the Torah says you should count months. You know, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month, Nisan, is the first of your months, and therefore some people are careful that they don't write on a check. Let's say today, it's 12, let's say 13, let's say something like December 13th. They don't write 12-13, because 12-13, that means you're counting the months not according to, it's not the Jewish months. So better, some say, to write December 13th. Don't write 12-13. I'm not saying that everyone is particular about it, everyone is makbid about it, but I'm just bringing up the point that maybe it's good for us to remember, you know, how many times do we think what month we're in? I mean, anybody's thinking about, you know, what, we're in the 10th month. You know, everyone knows that everyone thinks they're in the 12th month because they're in December. But that's not the Jewish way of thinking. It's supposed to, just like we understand, there's a Hebrew birthday and there's an English birthday. The English birthday is not really your birthday. It's not really a Torah birthday. You don't get bar mitzvah by your English birthday, right? You know, the only problem is everyone remembers, promise people remember the English, but they don't remember the Hebrew birthday. That's the problem. The only time they remember the Hebrew birthday when they have to look it up for their bar mitzvah, then afterwards. But the idea of recognizing the counting of the months, we're supposed to remember we have a different counting of the months. And really, maybe we should try to encourage a little bit more, getting the word out a little bit. You know, like you put on a board. Today is December. See, everyone knows, you know, this year of Tavshin Ayin Aleph, 5,771. But what about knowing the month of the year? Getting the month. This is the 10th month of the year.
This month we know Surah B'Tevis comes out.
Yes.
There's a remedy that it's very handy. There's a Mosadi store called Kiran Hasala, and they make a calendar, the only calendar I know of, which is, it's first of all, it's based on the Jewish months, and second of all, it's all in Lashon Kodesh. Third of all, it's
where
days go from right to left, you know, and so you can see most calendars are based on, most Jewish calendars are based on English months, with two Jewish months per page, you know, at the beginning. But this is only a Jewish month. It's all in Lashon Kodesh. Goes from right to left, as I said. You can see the glance when Rosh Chodesh when the Rosh Chodesh is, and you can see of the present month and of the coming month.
Very interesting.
And it's a terrific calendar. If anyone, I'll bring next week, an extra month. Show and tell.
You should know it comes out.
You told already, now you have to show. What? You told already.
It comes out that Asar B'Teves, you're listening, is 10-10.
Nine.
People know about 10-10 wins, but they need to know what's 10-10 in the Jewish calendar. 10-10 is a 10th month. And that's supposed to be coming to people's mind, not 10-10 wins when they had 10-10. Number 10-10 is supposed to be 10th month, 10th day. What do you say?
Really interesting. Initially, they put the month in the middle. If, let's say the 6th of December, they would put down 6-12. First the date goes, the day goes, then the month goes, then the year goes. And if you notice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's also what is the marker of this needing to read
the Torah?
Fasting people. Where does it?
Okay.
Where does the whole thing?
Okay, so good. So we said that there seems to be a machlokas on a Surah B'Tevis if you need 10 to fast or 6 is enough. It would seem because there's a special reading of the Torah that's said because of the fast. You see, because we have a fast day, there's a special reading of the Torah.
Okay.
So if we're not fasting, So does it make sense that we should read the Torah? No one's fasting. If the whole Torah reading is because of the fast. So you have to have some people fasting. Meaning we're taking up the Torah in honor of what? In honor of the fast. So if nobody is fasting, does it make sense to read the Torah, take out the Torah?
I see. So it's just...
But the Aruch HaShulchan, I want to read to you the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way. It's
right the traditional.
Where's the heel of reading the Torah on the fast?
It would seem like that they instituted that. They were supposed to. That's an old takana.
That's from the Gemara.
I would think that's in the Gemara. I want to get out the Aruch HaShulchan for a second.
This is very important. We should really not speak well. Shabbos. Yeah, if you could shorten the Shabbos, that's a very important thing. You're going to snack and get time for that today. You should learn about Rav Henkin Sheet, about Rav Henkin Holmes. You know about that, no?
Is what?
I'm not sure, but I think it's he sold even three, maybe.
About what?
Delaney, maybe. Even three. I'm not sure exactly. Just ate it when I was a kid. Yes, Rav David, if you start Shabbos early, because you start eating early. If you do that for 9 days, you could eat meat in the 9 days if you make an early Shabbos. Yes, if I make an early Shabbos, can I stop to fast early? Just I was a kid, about 15 then. He just stared me down and walked away.
I wrote that in my notes. See, let's get out the machine. Okay, one second. Because I think there's a svara that maybe you shouldn't even need six people fasting. See, we said so far we have first 6, 7, and 10. Maybe there's a svara that says you don't even need six. As long as you have some people fasting, maybe that's enough. Chacham u'masakan, you should read this leining of Vayechal. Right? So let's see. That's what I want to see. I don't know why. I saw an Aruch HaShulchan somewhere. You see here. Here, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Vav, Siv Zayin. He says, the four fast days that are established by the Tanakh and Tainus Esther, it's a day that's chayiv and aneinu. Meaning, we have to say aneinu today because today is a day of fast. We have to have a special reading of the Torah. It's enough the miksas misanu. It's enough that some fast. And they who are fasting will get a vote to the Torah, they will say aneinu. But when there's nobody fasting, then it would appear you don't say vayechal and aneinu. But if someone is fasting, maybe it's enough. And then he says, I saw one of the Gedolim that said that. And then he says, afterwards I saw Shari Tshuva that requires seven to fast, and he said with Sarach Il. So it would seem to me that we see the Aruch HaShulchan himself is dabbling with an idea that today is Aser B'Tevis. If today is Aser B'Tevis, there's a special reading of Torah. Whether you're all fasting or not all fasting. But you need some people that are fasting to give them the Elias. And to say Aneinu. It would sound like if you have one person that's fasting, you can say Aneinu. Instead of saying B'yom Sa'at Ha'ina Seinu, or be the same Ta'ini Ta'nisi, or whatever, maybe you should change the exact language a little bit, or whatever, Ta'ini Seinu is referring to the whole Klai Yisrael. So, and in Shulchan Aruch, it says, he says, in a tiny Sibur, the Chazin who's not fasting, in Simitov Tatsavadik Vav Shifei, if he's not fasting, right, Avi? If someone's not fasting, he does not daven, but he's not the Chazin. The guy who's not fasting is not the Chazin. And then he says, the next sif, he says, some say that a person should not get an aliyah if he's not fasting. Now, interesting the language. Yesh mi sheomer. As if to say, some say he could. Right? But some say, and then he says, if he's a Kohen that's not fasting, he should go out of the shul. Right?
This is the
Shulchan Aruch, Machaber. And then he's, and the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Now we're going to hear a very interesting thing. Everyone hold on to your hat. To your seat. He says like this. If it happened that the guy who is not fasting is leading the services, for whatever reason, even though he said he shouldn't do it. He shouldn't be the chazan if he's not fasting. But let's say for whatever reason he's the chazan he's not fasting. So he says he should not say the bracha of Aneinu. He should say in Shomea Tefillah, Aneinu b'yom tzoma ta'inis atzeh.
Right,
you should put it to Shema Kolenu.
Even to other people in the shul that are fasting, but he happens to be not fasting, or is it only because nobody's fasting? Which is
it? It sounds like if he's not fasting.
And that's other people that are fasting.
That's what it sounds like.
Because nobody's fasting, and then you shouldn't say it at all.
Sure. Right.
That's interesting. So if he's not fasting, he would put it in as a yichud, like a personal thing.
Right. Now let's to the next point I want to get into. He said, the Mogen Avraham says, that there's a difference between mincha and shachris. The shachris, let's say it's a Monday or a Thursday, right? If it's a Monday or Thursday, when you would have Kriyas HaTorah anyways, let's say if a fast day came out on a Monday or a Thursday, then what happens when a fast day comes out on Monday or Thursday? Do we read the Vayechal Leinu? But if it wouldn't be a fast day, would we take out the Torah anyway?
Pasha, yeah.
The Pasha of the week. So once you would take out the Torah anyway, so you don't have to have people who are fasting to get the Aliyah by Shachris on a Monday or Thursday of a fast day, because they would have a mitzvah to go up to the Torah without the fast. Because they have a mitzvah, even though you happen to be reading the reading of Vayechal, which is for a fast, but since they're obligated in Kriyas HaTorah without the fast, because on every Monday or Thursday, you can't go 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah, they, even if they're not in fasting, they can get an Aliyah. But by Mincha, where we never take out a Torah by Mincha, only because of a lot of a fast, so then you cannot give them an Aliyah by Mincha.
Wow. Is that everybody holds
that one? Well, no, obviously, that's the Mogen Avraham. And then he argue on him, but the Eved, if they called him up, they could go up. So here he said, Mishnah Berurah said, let's say it's a Monday or Thursday, and a fast day, and you're not fasting, and they called you up for an Aliyah.
For
Shachris. So then, you could go up and take the Aliyah. If it's not a Monday or Thursday, to answer Alan's problem with what, so I can't go up for the Aliyah. If it's not a Monday or Thursday and you're not fasting, you shouldn't get an Aliyah on Vayechal. But if it's a Monday or Thursday, they shouldn't have called you. Because some say they shouldn't go up. But once they call you, you have the Mogen Avraham to rely on and you go up to get an Aliyah. But we're going to see something else address Alan's point in a minute. Now, when we say someone was not fasting, the Mishnah Berurah says the person who plans on breaking his fast has the same status as someone who's not fasting regarding this. Okay. The next thing Mishnah Berurah says, If the Kohen is in the shul and he doesn't want to leave, let's say the Kohen is an old man and he's not fasting, he doesn't want to leave. We said he should leave the shul when they call up a Yisrael in this place, because it will also look bad for the Kohen. Why are you giving the Kohen the lead? Is there something wrong with this kahuna? Is he a puzzle? Something wrong? But if he doesn't want to go out, you don't have to be worried to call the Yisrael, even though he's there. Because everyone knows there are people that are not able to fast if he's old or whatever, if it's not healthy, whatever. But that's old, but he says, that would be only tainus bahab. But a tainus that everybody fasts. So unless someone was sick, then it would be a pagam if he wouldn't go out, he says. He makes a distinction between certain, therefore you should be careful to go out. Said, let's say the Kohen, one of the fasts, the four big fasts, the Kohen should make sure he goes out if he's not fasting. And they want to give Yisrael in his place. Now, the question is Mincha. What happens with the Yevit if they call you the Mincha, someone who's not fasting? Is he allowed to go up or you're not allowed to go up? But some will say it's a question of bracha levatala. Because if you're not allowed to go up and you can make a bracha on the Torah, then of course it might be a bracha levatala. So some say he shouldn't go up. And the people that I make him are going to say that it won't be a bracha levatala. The bracha is mevnei kavod hatzibur. So if you make a bracha on the Torah out of honor for the tzibur. So he says, the Eved, he makes a chilek. If they called you up by Mincha, and you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a Torah scholar, and there's a certain special circumstance that you're not fasting today, and it would be very troublesome for you to say that you're not fasting, because maybe it'll be a chil Hashem. The rabbi's not fasting. The rabbi's not fasting. They call up the rabbi, and the rabbi, really, in the circumstances, they tell the rabbi should say, give someone else the Aliyah. If the rabbi of the shul was called up for an aliyah, and it's him to say, I'm not fasting, so therefore, and since there are opinions that say he could go up once he's called, so then he's allowed to, he can rely on those opinions in that circumstance.
That's the mincha, right?
That's the mincha.
Why would that be any worse than going up on a Tuesday morning? He said in the mornings he can't go, only on Monday.
But that mincha should be the same as a Tuesday morning.
But then he should be able to go up on a Tuesday morning if it's a Talmud Chacham.
Right, if they called him. It would be the same thing. Uh-huh. It should be the same thing. The Orach HaShulchan brings from the Tor, in the name of Rav Nosson, that a chazan that's not fasting can't daven for the Amen, because he can't say Aneinu. And the Orach HaShulchan also says that's only a tainus that's not kavua. And he wants to say that a tainus that's kavua, you can even say aneinu. A guy who's not fasting could be the chazan, and he could say som tainus, and he could say, he's allowed to say som tainus aneinu. Now that's what the Orach HaShulchan says. It doesn't seem like that. Meaning, because the Shulchan Aruch says someone who's not fasting shouldn't go up to daven as a chazan. Correct? If you're not fasting, you shouldn't say the chazan. You shouldn't say aneinu. You shouldn't be the chazan. But the Orach HaShulchan says, but that's also only talking about if it's a new fast that was instituted. But the fast that's from the Takanas Chachamim, he would say that he would be able to technically. Let's see what the Orach HaShulchan says over here. Says, in Sif Yud, he says, mm-hmm. So in the time of Sibach, Vada Yeshashka Kator, and he could say sometimes, Asenu, since it's a Kol Ho Yisrael. So it seems like we could look more into that if it's a tainus that's kavur for Klai Yisrael in the guy's a chazan and he's not fasting, there might be room for him to lead as a chazan. We have to see a little bit more about that. Okay, I'll read this paragraph of Shulchan and conclude with that. The Torah writes, Kosev Rav Nosson, a chazan that's not fasting can't daven. Since he's not fasting, he can't say anenu. And he doesn't know why. Even if you're not fasting, the Torah asks, I'm not saying biyom tani si. Do I say it's a day of my fast, or do I say biyom tani seinu? It's our fast. So therefore, or he says biyom tani has there. But tani is lachir. So certainly, if it's possible that you can get a chazan who's fasting, that's better. But if it's impossible to get a chazan who's fasting, it appears that you could daven. He's able to daven because he's saying he's not referring to himself. His fast is referring to everyone's fast. The Rebbeinu Beis Yosef writes, "Tainus Sibur, a chazan that's not fasting shouldn't daven."
Who says this?
The Beis Yosef says, "If he's not fasting, he shouldn't daven for the omelet." And even if there's no one else to daven, he shouldn't daven. And some say that if there's no other chazan, it's better he should daven. Better daven someone's not fasting than he should miss out saying the whole Kaddish of Baruch Hu. Should you miss out the whole Chazaras HaShas if you have no one else?
Right.
And he says, Rani Omer, the Rabbeinu Yosef, He doesn't mean that the Beis Yosef doesn't mean you shouldn't go up to daven at all. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef is just saying that don't say anenu. If you're the chazan and you didn't fast, don't you're not allowed to say anenu. But of course you could still say the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. And then he says in Rosh Hashanah,
why can't you say anenu like
Yochid
then? Why can't you say like Yochid? Forget about the
Chayim. But if you're not fasting, you can't say anenu either. Venirali, Taina Siba that's designated, like Kavua, like the big four, you should do like the Torah, and you could say Song Tane Seinu, since it's Kol L'Chol Yisrael. Okay, we should be zochah that. We should make sure we should have the one who's davening as a chazan. The best thing is he should be fasting. He won't get into any of these questions. For some say if he's not fasting, he has no right to say anenu. Best he should be fasting. Best we should have 10 people that are fasting in the shul. That answers according to everybody. But we said if you don't have 10 people that are fasting, if you have 6 people that are fasting, you can take out the Sefer Torah, and you can say anenu. Say Vayechal, and the people that you should call up for the aliyahs are the people who are fasting. If the Kohen is not fasting,
you should walk
out of the shul if there's no other Kohen. If there's other Kohen who's fasting, you don't have to walk out. Give the other Kohen who's fasting the aliyah. You don't have to. So really the Gabbai plays a very big role. He has to find out, he should really know who's fasting, who's not fasting. He should know in advance when he's calling people up for aliyahs and who he's sending up as a chazan. He shouldn't just send up anybody as a chazan. He should really know. You send up an old man who's not capable of fasting because of his health. He shouldn't be the one getting an aliyah. He shouldn't be the one dominating for the aliyah.
Even though he's still fasting.
Even though he's fasting at this moment.
Right.
We should be... Sifa will not be a problem.
You don't need to fasting.
No. Only for Kriyas HaTorah, Lady, Hagba, Glila is not a problem. Only for Kriyas HaTorah and
Sibir Chazan.
Because the whole reading, because obviously that's...
The reading with the brachas, maybe.
It's a much higher level. We just said that, like we saw that the Rav Avadya Yosef concluded, he rushed to Hashem Yisparach to turn the Soma HaSiri, the Sasson, the Simcha, the Mardim Tovim.
Amen. Thank
you, Jody. Every second, every word is a mitzvah. So every word you heard, you got a mitzvah. That's all we can do in life. Do the best shot. Not literally a shot.
You want this back?
It's a police officer.
Mayor.
Mayor. Carries a gun.
It's plain clothes man today. Listen, you want this back?
Yeah, but if you want to keep it, I just need it for tomorrow night. I'll give you a copy of this. Can I do that? I'm giving you a shit tomorrow night, and then I'll give you people in there.
Huh?
I'm giving you a shit somewhere else tomorrow night, and then I'll
start. I think you just want this thing. I want about the Shabbos thing. I'm interested. We've been talking about it.
I know. Just send me the Yeshiva Library, have a copy. Send me the Yeshiva Library. If you want to write it down, Rabbi Black, it's in the Yeshiva library. The Sefer.
I'm not going to be in the Yeshiva, I'm not going to remember. Okay, it's okay, no
matter. Come over to me on Wednesday. I don't worry.
Come with where? It's Wednesday.
Yeshiva, Wednesday.
No, don't worry about it. You happen to come on Thursday night for Mario, but I'm here. Because it's interesting. I don't know what he means.
Why is it a step?
No, because he says here, Rebbe Shah, you have to wait, Rebbe Shah, what is that? Rebbe Shah, Achar Shkia.
One sec, why isn't it snapping? It's not snapping.